real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
5-7 The Fan Rochester on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps and take the sports leader with you everywhere you go.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. You guys know I'm going to Las Vegas, so I'm fired up about it. But tonight, one more night, hell yeah, I'm going. Of course I'm going. Yeah.
Just confirmed it right here.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
The voice of Seahawks offensive coordinator, soon to be freshly minted head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, Clint Kubiak, talking with Stacey Dales of NFL Network last night after the game. So Clint Kubiak confirming what we all knew, he'll be the next head coach in Vegas. And I will repeat the take that I gave you last week. I'm Dave from Radio Row. So I'm flying to San Francisco last Sunday, right, to do the shows and start getting the notifications, right? Clint Kubiak chooses the Raiders, and then the Cardinals settle on Mike LaFleur. The Niners hire Raheem Morris, and did that to the first hour of the show last Monday at Radio Row was that. And I'll just repeat what I said in brief here on Kubiak and the Raiders. Maybe he's going to be an awesome coach and an awesome leader of men, clearly a really good schemer, and did a good enough job to A, win a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold, and B, become a head coach. The Raiders are really up against it. And I talked to people on air and off air about Fernando Mendoza, and very interesting the range that people have on Mendoza. Some people think he's going to be a stud. Others aren't convinced he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. And I'm not trying to, like, obviously there'll be tons of chatter leading up to the draft as it concerns Mendoza, who's likely to be, he's a huge favorite at BetMGM to be the number one overall pick. Maybe Mendoza's awesome and maybe Kubiak's awesome and they surprise right away. I think what's more likely is the Raiders come in last in their own division. And that's not a hating thing. The Broncos just went to the AFC Championship game. The Chiefs are going to be back, and we'll see if Mahomes plays in week one. The Chargers are going to be awesome. Year three with Jim Harbaugh just hired Mike McDaniel to run the offense. So I think Clint Kubiak's going to be up against it, at least in year one. Raiders probably need to trade Max Crosby, get a couple first-round picks, and really accelerate this rebuild. It's going to take a little bit of time. Doesn't mean it can't work. I just don't think it's going to work in 2026. And my opinion last night on Clint Kubiak, and I'm curious if you agree. You can let me know in the YouTube chat, tweet me at TheCostos, youtube.com/@TheCostos. I thought he called kind of a crazy game last night. Crazy in a bad way. Like, cue up Gnarls Barkley. I think he's crazy. So we reached a point, I don't know when, midway through the third quarter, where it became pretty obvious that all Seattle had to do to win the game was run the ball through as many times as possible until they didn't get a first down and then either punt or kick a field goal or score a touchdown. The only thing that could lose them the game was to take unnecessary chances throwing the football. And they kept doing it. I'm so happy that Chris Collinsworth said it. Towards the end of the game, on a third and goal, Sam Darnold throws a pass to the sideline that was like, I don't know, a couple inches away from getting pick six, 98 yards by Marcus Jones. Why would you throw that? Why would you call that play? Why would you do it? Like, this was, and I think he's the best. And I don't know if we'll get to it today. I'll do it tomorrow if we don't get to it today, kind of like next year's Super Bowl odds. I think Kyle Shanahan is the cat's meow. Man, I'm old. I think he's the best. You can make the case, and it's not all on him. Certainly not all on him. He was way too aggressive in Super Bowl 51 calling plays for the Falcons against the Patriots. Should have run. What happens if he just runs the clock out? Does Atlanta win? He got aggressive, right? I don't know if it would have mattered because the Patriots' offense was so impotent. But, like, it's like, honestly, Mike McDonald, we played the soundbite earlier. He's like, man, I don't want the season to end. Maybe he wanted it to be a game. I don't know what the hell they were thinking. It was like, we can close Pandora's box and win the Super Bowl, or leave that son of a bitch ajar and see what happens. And they were like, yeah, we'll leave it ajar. Let's have Sam Darnold throw a pass to the sideline. Like, crazy. Why would you do that? Windhorse meme. Well, why would they do that? I don't know. I think it's pretty stupid, but they won, and he's going to Vegas. Godspeed, Clint Kubiak, Super Bowl champion, new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. You better you bet on this Monday. Nick Costos here with you, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM. Next segment, we're going to talk about us and the crew, and we'll read some of your tweets and YouTube comments. We'll talk about the halftime show. I'm going to give you my thought on it here. So, I know that the Bad Bunny choice was very controversial, and it turned into, like, a culture war thing, and God bless you if that's your opinion. Like, I don't consume things in that way, which is not to say that you can't. I was like, I don't care enough. I'm just, like, I don't care. I love it. I don't care. I didn't watch the Turning Point show, although I will acknowledge this. And this is a music thing here. You can disagree. It's okay. It's a free country, right? If I had the choice of, like, going to a kid, well, actually, I don't know, because I'll tell you, some of the clientele at this Bad Bunny thing was pretty special, if you know what I'm saying. If you like beautiful Latin women, this Bad Bunny performance was for you. So maybe I would actually choose to go to the Bad Bunny concert instead of the Kid Rock concert. But I'm being sincere, right? I grew up, you know, I'm almost 43. I like Kid Rock's music. Like, just musically, I prefer Kid Rock to Bad Bunny. That's me. You don't have to agree. And I'm not going to tell you what to think. And I hope that you won't tell me what to think. Like, I don't care what you think. Why do you care what I think? I'm just saying, musically, no politics. But I didn't watch the Kid Rock halftime show. I got to watch Bad Bunny. I got to see how this goes. I was fascinated to see how it would go. And people are so extreme in their opinions, right? And we'll read some of the tweets. And, like, and that's okay. Everyone's, and I mean this, there's no sarcasm in this statement. Everyone's welcome to their opinion, just like I'm welcome to mine, right? You can think it was the best halftime show ever. Honestly, I think that's a crazy statement. Look, let's be real. It's closer to the worst than the best. I guess, like, you can disagree with that. I'm going to say something really controversial. I thought it was, people are going to get pissed at this. I thought it was way better than Kendrick Lamar last year. Like, whose music do I prefer? Kendrick Lamar by a mile. But Kendrick Lamar, I don't know the songs on the new one. He didn't play any of his hits. He did not like us. Great. Okay, cool. I didn't like Kendrick Lamar and his halftime show last year. I thought Bad Bunny was better. And look, you may find this statement to be controversial. I think I speak for a lot of people. I don't mind that Bad Bunny did the halftime show. And I'm going to praise it in a second for a couple things. Like, I'm being real. Did it ruin it for me a little bit that I don't know what he's saying? Yes. Like, would I have liked it more if I speak spoke Spanish? And by you know what? Another thing is just, I think we are learning here that, like, high school has failed all of us. My mom was born in Uruguay. Her whole side of the family speaks Spanish. I took Spanish for like 97 years in school. I can understand some things. I can't speak it worth a damn. How many of us took Spanish in school and don't know it? How many? The education system's failed all of us. Unbelievable. So I'll be honest, right? And you could say that this is like xenophobia. It's not. There's no prejudice here at all. Would it have made my experience better if I understood what he was saying? Yes. Like, would I have preferred, for instance, like, I understand that Lady Gaga's been there and done that. Like, would I have preferred Lady Gaga do the halftime show? Yes, I would have preferred that. I also found it funny that here's Lady Gaga to do a song that, like, Bad Bunny has nothing to do with. She's doing, like, a Latin-inspired version of the song she did with Bruno Mars last year. What? Like, I mean, like, what's, like, is Metallica going to come out and do, like, a Latin-inspired version of Enter Sandman? Like, what would that even be? Fuerza Light? Like, Entra Noche? I don't know. Like, let's just get random performers here to do Latin. Lady Gaga has nothing to do with that. I liked it. I'm just saying. Also, like I said to start the show, Ricky Martin's cool. He's okay. Ricky Martin's way too handsome. Now, I mean, it's just like you see Ricky Martin and you're like, man, it's like I'm a straight man. You'd be very confident in my sexuality. You look at Ricky Martin and you say, thank God Ricky's on the other team because I would never leave my wife around Ricky Martin. He's way too handsome. But just like Ricky Martin and Leah, what? Can we get some Drake? Drake and Bad Bunny have an awesome song. Like Cardi B's Dancing, which, by the way, like very funny if you're into the prediction markets and some of like what went on there. Do I win my Cardi B bet or not? That was pretty fascinating. Like, can we infuse it with a little more English? You may hear that and say, oh, you're a bigot. Am I? Is that such a terrible thing to say? Now, I'm going to compliment it. I really enjoyed the spectacle. Like, I enjoyed I don't love the music. I'm being honest, right? But listen, I'm almost 43. You know what I listen to 90% of the time? Video game music. I'm being honest. I'm not trying to paint myself as like, I'm like, you know, I should be writing for Rolling Stone. I listen to Frank Sinatra and video game music. And when I go to the gym, I listen to Jay-Z or I listen to Linkin Park or I listen to Metallica. I'm not like the paragon of music. Am I a huge fan of Bad Bunny's music? No. If I have a couple drinks, am I going to be into it? Probably. But would I seek it out? Probably not. But with that being said, the spectacle was great. The set was really cool. Like, what's going on with all the people, like the celebration of Latin culture. I thought it was awesome. Like I said to my wife was watching it with me. I was like, this is really cool. Like, did I understand what he was saying? No. Do I like the music? Not really. But was I entertained? I was. Like giving the Grammy to the little kid. Like an actual real wedding going on. Did I mention also that there's just scores of beautiful women dancing in provocative fashion? And we can all be prude and ostrich and put our heads in the sand to pretend like men like me don't like that. Or we can be honest and say we all loved it. What's not to like? Beautiful women dancing provocative. Like, oh my God, think of the children. How could you do this? Oh my God, the NFL. Oh God, how come? Oh my God. Me clutch my pearls and throw my fine china into the wall. Stop it. It's okay. You can admit that you like looking at attractive women. It's okay. It's not that big a deal. And for the NFL, you don't have to like their decision to have Bad Bunny do the halftime show. But you should understand it. The NFL knows that we collectively, and I got a tweet about this, and I'm sorry to the person who tweeted me if you're listening or watching, because I'm stealing your tweet. but I think it was so right. The NFL knows that it's got all of us hook, line, and sinker. Like, I don't speak Spanish. Like, I don't know. You could have Rammstein do the halftime show in German. I'm going to watch it. It doesn't matter. Because I love the NFL. Like, I'm never not watching. They've got me. Whether you like it or not, Bad Bunny is so famous worldwide that having him do the halftime show is going to expose the NFL to new people. So again, you don't have to like it, but I think you can understand it. And if you're out there listening or watching, I'm not going to criticize you, and I promise. I promise this is not a criticism. But if you're looking at all of this as like some grand statement on politics, I disagree with you. And it's okay. We can have a civil disagreement, right? It's for entertainment. I thought it was fine. I would give it a C. It was average. I didn't like the music. I like the spectacle. I like beautiful Latin women. I give it a C. And I think that is fair. You agree or disagree? Tweet me at TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Let me know in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/@TheKostos. On the other side, we'll take a trip to Kenny's Corner, talk about the halftime show, and more on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
Seattle sits on top of the football world, Super Bowl champs, and Sam Darnold completes a comeback story for the ages on Westwood One Sports and the Westwood One Sports app.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You're still grooving, still connecting, still loving, still turning up, still thriving. You still got it, but your immune system, it weakens as you age. That's where vaccines come in. They help train and strengthen your immune response to fight off respiratory illnesses like flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, or COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Book in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save $1 when you buy any 2 King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab 2 King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.